Hey guys, what's going on? DJ Jackal Jive here. Today's date is Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. A lot of stuff going on today. I just uploaded this week's Jackal Jams mix over exclusively on mixcloud.com/Jackal Jive. You can find the mix right there in my page. All of these podcasts are also being uploaded to both Mixcloud and SoundCloud, along with, you know, Anchor here and Apple Podcasts. So you can check them out over on those sites as well. And I really wanted to just jump in today with some news that really has been shaking up the music technology and the music business world, along with the financial markets this week, and that is Spotify's announcement of their stock going live on the stock market. So it's going to be a publicly traded company, and I think that this is just really, really big, for the music industry, for music technology, and for the financial world. And I want to just start off by saying I absolutely enjoy using Spotify so much. I think that, you know, as a DJ, as a music consumer, I really use it as a tool and as a method to find, you know, new music. I've mentioned that before a bunch on this podcast, but I also really think I really value Spotify because they're really trying to do the right thing and do a good job about being the middleman right now within the streaming platform world and, you know, providing fair, you know, accountable royalties, to the music groups and to the major artists. And this just, you know, gives me a lot of hope and a lot of faith, for everything that's going on there. And I just really like to see, you know, positive impact like that, in the music industry. And, although it really wasn't like this, I mean, It took Spotify company a while to really figure out how they were going to position themselves, within this marketplace, really trying to, trying to deliver that fair, accountable exchange of value for their artists and for their content creators on their platform. And I think they're just getting better each and every day doing it. But, as their stock has dropped earlier this week on the stock exchange, I gotta say, I was reading a lot of news articles in preparation for this podcast. And I gotta say, a lot of people are, very negative thoughts about this. There's a lot of, professional financial analysts who thinks that, Spotify, going public. Right now, there's just too many competitors in the market. Apple Music is up there, executing their own strategy, which is working pretty well, in conjunction, with their Apple branding and, how they perceive the music industry. Also YouTube Music is coming up right now. They're growing within the music streaming world. They're getting a lot more big looks, and I can see their strategy really evolving over the near future, to match something similar of Spotify and, to include in their own business practice over at YouTube. But I think that Spotify, this is just a really, really good thing right now, for music technology enthusiasts, for people who want to see the advancement of the music industry, and really see what the value of big news coming out like this, means. And I think it's just great, the fact that more and more people within the professional financial world are really starting to see just how important, music streaming is and just how important, this type of business plan and this type of business strategy, within the content streaming world, because now Spotify is doing other audio-related content, with podcasting and with other original content. And, so it's definitely real right now that, all eyes are looking in on the streaming world, in the music industry and seeing what's going on and how, public investors can get involved and, throw their money into the pool. But, I'm just a huge, huge fan of Spotify. I love using it as a DJ. I think for music consumers right now, the average music fan, the average music consumer, Spotify definitely gives you the best value for your dollar on the monthly subscription fee. There's just no doubt about it. I love how smooth the user interface is, just how the branding looks. The app is just a pleasure to use. It's really easy to share new music. And as I mentioned in this podcast, it's just amazing to find new music on Spotify. And that's one of the things I really love is their algorithms. Their attention to detail with the algorithms on the platform just makes it amazing to use. It's a real pleasure, It really is a real pleasure to use Spotify, and that's why I'm wishing them nothing but the best in their future endeavors here. You know, as being a public traded company, I know they just moved their business headquarters, downtown Manhattan. They're at the World Trade Center now. So they're definitely upgrading in terms of their actual culture and their business practice. So they're improving their strategy within, which is very important. But some of the other articles, really making commentary about this, were saying different things. You know, they were analyzing their strengths and their weaknesses, and they were saying, what are the major threats? And a lot of people think that right now the major threats are, how competitive right now the streaming content industry is. And Apple and Amazon, these are companies that operate these business strategies way outside of just music streaming. So they have so many different added values, I think, down the line that we'll really start to see, especially with Apple and especially with Amazon, their integration of hardware and logistical features in their companies that I just can't wait to see, really is how that becomes an integral part of their strategy within the music industry and streaming. But yeah, this is, what a time here, this is like really, really cool. I mean, especially, since Spotify, I've been using Spotify since it came out. And, obviously I'm always interested in the music business and, music technology. And that's a huge theme of this podcast and something that I'm interested in, because I'm also, into music business. I just love it. And I think this is just really cool to see, ever since I've been using this platform, the evolvement of the company and, how the perception of it has changed throughout time. Remember, Spotify used to really receive a lot of criticism for, their attempts to almost rip artists off and to, not be fair in their exchange of value for their service and, with major artists and the major music labels, and now they're the champion in the industry for providing, that fair value of exchange for artists and the labels, instead of, playing the bandit role. And I really appreciate that. It's a testament to, repurposing their business strategy and developing these relationships in the music industry, which is just so important. And it's just a real fight right now, and here's where I think it's going to come down to. I think the fight in the streaming world is really going to come down to exclusive content in the next few years. And you really saw a push for that with Tidal, and how they really tried to make these really exclusive content deals and licenses with certain artists and certain labels to try to draw their demographic and their following over exclusively to the streaming platform. And I think Spotify is trying to emulate some of that with their attention to podcasting and some of the other user interface features that you see on the app. But we'll save that for another topic another day. And I just really want to say congratulations to Spotify. I'm super happy for you guys. This is an awesome forward step in the music industry. We need more people like this to start to enter these phases of the business world and the business industry, so we can just see the growth of the music industry and entertainment and entertainment technology and commerce just continue to excel. And I encourage anybody, every musician, everybody who's in the music industry, who's both a creator and a consumer, to read into this more and to really get a perspective on it and to see where you stand, because it's super interesting. And I encourage all of you to look at it, and that's what we're talking about today. Send me a tweet at Jekyll Jive. I'm on Twitter. Also send me a voice message here on the Anchor app. I would love to hear from you guys. I'm doing daily podcasts again. They're being published on Apple Podcasts. You could just search up Jekyll Jive. I'm also on mixcloud.com/Jekyll Jive. That's where you'll find the weekly Jekyll Jams mix. And you can also check out my website at www.jekylljive.com. And we'll see you guys here tomorrow. One love. Stay safe, everybody. And peace out.